This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Dozens gathered last night at the former site of Club Q in Colorado Springs. A vigil marked 2 years since a shooting at the LGBTQ nightclub that left 5 people dead. CPR's Dan Boyce was there.
The gathering was held beneath a memorial under construction at the attack site. 5 pillars representing each person lost encircle a tall flagpole. Atop waves a large pride flag. The site's surrounded by colorful lights and posters for each victim killed that day. Michael Anderson was bartending the night of the shooting.
This will probably haunt us for the rest of our lives, I'm sure. But what I'm so grateful for tonight is this entire community that's here.
Anderson hopes marking the day helps galvanize efforts to stop these events from happening in the future, and a second gathering was planned after the vigil at the new site of the club, which is opened in a hotel 5 miles to the south of the original location. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
This month's snowstorm may be all but forgotten for many on the Front Range, but for Colorado's eastern plains, the effects will be felt for a while. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports.
The official snow total at the Colorado Springs Airport was 19.3 inches, but in some areas in southern Colorado, it was nearly twice that or more. Lake Trinidad received over 47 inches. Rancher Julie Sumter is the secretary for the Southern Colorado Livestock Association. She says just making sure animals are fed can be a challenge, even now.
So now the ranchers are fighting the snow on top and the mud underneath. And this will be a challenge now for probably a couple weeks until it dries out.
And while some areas saw record snowfall for a 5-day period, the town of Walsh in Baca County saw nearly 6 inches of rain. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Deion Sanders is dismissing speculation about his future as head coach of the University of Colorado football team. CU is ranked 16th in the country. They play Kansas this weekend, and Sanders says he's happy in Boulder. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.